Well, as much as I enjoyed your song, Kyle, I wanted to try making a song that was a little more automatic, something that didn't require musical or lyrical skill. So I decided to create my song by collecting sounds that other people had created, making a few of my own, and combining them to make a semi-musical performance with the same material, but using pieces and putting them together in a very different way.
Wow. So let's hear that.
Before delving into the mysteries of receiving and sending messages without wires, a word as to the history of the art and its present-day applications may be of service. While popular
So what I did here, Kyle, is I went and found a CC licensed beat.
Right, from Creative Commons. Nice.
Yeah. And I put that in first. I didn't have to make it myself. I just downloaded it and brought it into my audio editor to give shape and substance to the entire piece.
And our students could do that for sure.
Oh, easy. Very easy. So then I took the text of the essay that Eric was reading. I ran that through a Morse code generator.
Wait. Of course, you ran the essay through a Morse code generator. Okay.
As you do. And so then I had an audio version of that, and that's the stuff that sounds like, you know, beep, 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 you know, that part.
Yeah.
So there's that. Then I recorded myself singing the Morse code, and I scaled that up to sound like a baby. So that's the part that's going dee, 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 dee. The Morse code. Because of the content of the reading, it involved Morse code and how to transmit in Morse code. That's why I tried that as a motif. It's important in the history of sound transmission, and it's compelling.
It is compelling.
And it's also binary, right? So automatically it makes me think that there is an element of data stuff. Something that can be done with Morse code that is not as accessible in other forms of data. And it's just groovy.
It is groovy. I think those should be the two things that our students ask themselves in their heuristic when they're, you know, deciding if they should make a choice. And does it in some way connect with the deeper meaning of my piece? And is it groovy?
Is it groovy? Yeah. That's the rubric.
Yeah, but there's more there too, right? There's more than the beat and the bleeps. How would you describe the mood of the piece? I mean, I think with mine, right, even though the text is a little pushy and defensive, it's a lot more danceable. But yours, what's the mood here?
I was going for sort of a chill lounge feel, like Buddha bar, something like that.